When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you wanna be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window. If you follow your Auntie Mame, I'll make this vow, my little love, that on the last day of your life, you'll be smiling the same young smile. You're smiling now, my little love. If you wake up every morning and you pull aside the shutter and you promise me that these'll be the first words that you utter. Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, punching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you ought to be is three-dimensional, soaking up life down to your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast with a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, open a new window every day.
Open a new window, open a new door, travel a new highway that's never been tried before. Before you find you're a dull fellow, touching the same clock, walking the same tightrope as everyone on the block. The fella you ought to be is three-dimensional, soaking up life, counting your toes. Whenever they say you're slightly unconventional, just put your thumb up to your nose and show them how to dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new song, toast to a new vintage. The fizz doesn't fizz too long. There's only one way to make the bubble stay. Simply travel a new highway, dance to a new rhythm, whistle a new love song.
The word new seems an important part of Mame Dennis's vocabulary. And there was Angela Lansbury flinging the word new about as if it were some sort of gilded frisbee. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Well, the month of December is sort of shuffling out the door. It's taking its recycling to the recycling center, and that means that a new year is almost upon us. And I thought it would be a good opportunity on our show to celebrate those songs about newness about expectation, about wiping the slate clean, about moving forward, about resolving to try new things and to cast out old obstacles and face a new horizon. And luckily, the Broadway musical is filled with songs that express that kind of optimism and hopefulness. We'll turn first to Kurt Weill. He's one of my favorite songwriters. And this is a song from Lady in the Dark. And it's sung in this incarnation by D.D. Bridgewater, who will tell us about what it's like when things are new.
This is new. I was merely existing. This is new. Now I'm living at last. Head to toe, you've got me so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I'm heaven or hellbound. This is new. Is it Venus insisting that I shadowy past? I am hurled up to another world, a world where life is bliss, and this is new. This is new. I was merely existing. This is new. I'm living at last. Head to toe, you got me so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I'm living or hellbound. This is new. Is it Venus insisting that
Bridgewater singing the Kurt Weill classic, This Is New. It's from an album of hers called, not surprisingly, This Is New, where she tackles Kurt Weill's repertory. I like the way she does it. She has, shall we say, a new spin on it. Well, most Broadway musicals, if it's or if they are of an optimistic frame of mind, usually have a character or characters who can feel early in the first act that something is around the corner, some wonderful adventure is in store for them. They should throw off the yoke of the past, and maybe something special will change their lives. And I think, for my money, the best song of that genre is, of course, "Something's Coming" from West Side Story by Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim. And here we have Sammy Davis Jr. sensing that something might be around the bend.
Could be, who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Well, yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. Now with a click, with a shock, the phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Yes, it will. Maybe just by holding still, it will be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight. Who knows? Yeah, maybe tonight.
Couldn't sleep if I tried.
That was Julie Andrews from a collection of Broadway standards that she recorded in the early 60s. And that song is from Paint Your Wagon by her old chums Lerner and Lowe, who wrote it a couple years before they met Julie Andrews and did My Fair Lady. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon. On today's episode of Broadway to Main Street, we're looking at what's new. We're looking ahead. We're looking into the future. And perhaps some of you lucky listeners will be taking this New Year's turn of the calendar, these weeks off perhaps, these weary winter weeks in the Northeast, to go on vacation somewhere. And no one wrote about travel better than Noel Coward. I think for Coward, travel wasn't just a way of wasting time or spending money. It was a way of reinventing yourself, a way of traveling to a distant place and absorbing new environments and being provoked in new and exciting ways. And the song I think he wrote best to describe that is Sail Away. It became the title song of a musical he wrote in 1961. And one of his great chums was Mary Martin. I used to ask this musical trivia question, what musical with the word Pacific in the title did Mary Martin star in the 1940s? And if you said South Pacific, you'd be right. But if you also said Pacific 1860 by Noel Coward on the West End, well, you would get double and triple points. So we're going to hear Noel Coward, and then we're going to hear Mary Martin sing a standard from the early 20th century, which expresses many of the same sentiments. But first, Noel Coward.
When a sailor goes to sea, though he leaves his love behind, time and tide will set him free from the grief inside him. Sea and sky will ease his heart, regulate his troubled mind. Every sailor has a chart and a star to guide him home. When the storm clouds are riding through a wind sky, sail away, when the love light is fading in your sweetheart's eye, sail away, when you feel your song is orchestrated wrong, why should you prolong your stay? When the wind and the weather blow your dreams sky high, sail away, sail away, sail away. Love is meant to make us glad. Love can make the world go round. Love can drive you raving mad, torment and upset you. Love can give your heart a jolt. But philosophers have found that it's wise to do a boat when it starts to get you down. When your life seems too difficult to rise above, sail away, sail away. When your heart feels as dreary as a worn-out glove, sail away, sail away. But when soon or late you recognize your fate, that will be your great, great day. On the wings of the morning, with your own true love, sail away, sail away, sail away. When you feel your song is orchestrated wrong, why should you prolong your stay? On the wings of the morning, with your own true love, sail away,
for me. Joy is waiting for me. I see a new horizon. My life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a rising sun. Low whistle, blow away the past.
Blow away the
go engine anywhere. I don't care how fast.
Move on from darkness into dawn, from rain into the rainbow. Fly with me.
Gone all my grief and woe. What matter where I go if I am free? Life has only begun. Beyond the blue horizon lies a rising sun.
Yes, that was indeed Mary Martin. You may remember that when Mary Martin was offered the lead in South Pacific, Ezio Pinza had already been cast, and she didn't necessarily think the two of them would make a great pair. She said, "What do you want in the show?" she asked Dick Rogers. "Two basses?" So she did have a nice low register. Well, as we can see, January beckoning beyond that blue horizon that spells 2013, we might look into, pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and doing something different with our lives and reaching out with new possibilities. And the best song I know about new possibilities comes from one of my favorite shows. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman, which Encores will be reviving in our new year, 2013, in March. March, I think, 21st through 27th. Here's Linda Lavin singing to Clark Kent about the possibilities she thinks he has, completely unaware that underneath his gray suit is a big red S. Here's Linda Lavin.
Necktie, the worst bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities underneath, there's something there. Collar, pure Peoria, fat hat. I'm not Queen Victoria. This suit has to go. Still, you've got possibilities. Let us give it a try. I see possibilities, maybe more than meets the eye. Don't back away. Come on, Aunt Ben. Why can't I be? Bite you yet, you'll be shy when I get through. Come on and roll, you tiger, you! Somewhere, way down deep in you, there's life.
Gosh, can that woman hold a note? Hi, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're looking at new horizons. We're using the inspiration of the Broadway musical to investigate new chapters in our lives. So what was 2012 like for you? Was it a good year? Was it a mediocre year? It was a great year for me because, in particular, I got to start this radio show, January 9th, I began my very first broadcast, and we've done 50, yes, folks, count them, 50 episodes of Broadway to Main Street in 1 year. A terrific achievement as far as I'm concerned, and I really want to thank the folks at WPPB, specifically Dr. Wally Smith and Bonnie Grice for taking a leap of faith in the show. I think it's caught on well, and I hope to be in your iPods or iPads or car radios for many, many weeks to come. Well, if 2012 wasn't a great year for you, maybe you could bounce back. And there's no better song about bouncing back than the title song to the Stephen Sondheim musical Bounce. What's that, you may ask? Well, it was a show that Sondheim worked on in the 90s. Eventually, it was called Wise Guys, then Gold, then Bounce, then Roadshow. Eventually made it off-Broadway. But here's my favorite recording of the opening number from the Kennedy Center version, and it's Howard McGillin and Richard Kind as two brothers who have to learn how to bounce back.
Come a long way, we've been through a lot, we've learned how to bounce. As Papa would say, you're hot then you're not, you better learn to bounce. If something goes wrong, that's all right, bounce along, just travel light. You go off the track, don't look back, that's the thing that counts. You hit a few bumps, you make a few gaps, you learn how to bounce. You take a few lumps, you have a few laughs, and all the while you bounce. Don't dwell on the times that you fail. Remember the times when you sail. Find a new road, forge a new trail. Bounce.
Suppose this really is heaven, do you?
If guys like you get to go to heaven, Willie, who has to go to hell?
Point taken. Although if this isn't heaven, then where the hell are we?
Yeah, and where do we go next?
No cause for concern, we'll get by. Live and learn, all right then die. So what if we're dead? Gotta look ahead.
How true, how true.
The road may get rough.
Who knows in advance?
Be ready to bounce.
You needn't have brilliance, just resilience.
You do it enough, you look for the chance. You see it and you pounce. When you're spent, reinvent. We've bucked a few trends, and with style, we made a few friends
for a while.
From all we've been through,
from dealing with you, I've learned how to... God damn it, Willie, will you put that crap away?
The time up in Nome, gold up to our ears.
We lost every ounce.
Come on, it was fun.
At the point of a gun?
Well, then we get home, and who disappears?
I had to learn to bounce.
But we were a team.
Now you were a team.
The horse that we doped.
That you doped.
Just trying to help further your career.
But when you got finished helping, I didn't have a career.
It's the thought that counts. No, you're right, you're right. And when you are right, you're right.
Of course, there was that time down in Florida. You skipped town, left me holding the bag.
Sort of like that time up in New York when you skipped town and left me for dead.
New York. You want to talk about New York?
You're stuck in a jam. Your brother says scram.
Scram.
You pack up and...
Yes, indeed, scram. Isn't scram, sucker? I'm getting married. I'll get back to you. The brother you prize keeps telling you lies. You better goddamn well know how to goddamn... Oh, God, goddamn you.
I mean, here we are, team or not. It's bizarre how far we've got.
together again. Two old men settling our accounts.
Rights are right, and when you're right, which isn't too
often. The problem was mine.
All I did was whine.
You did sort of flounce with justification.
Just frustration.
No, I was a fink.
I drove you to drink.
What saved us was our bounce.
That's how you survive.
We just might come out of this whole thing alive.
With someone to give
you a hand. You not only live, you expand. You learn to adjust. You do what you must.
Well, among the new things that we'll be looking forward to in 2013 is not the new administration down in Washington, but the second term of President Obama. And of course, every 4 years, we do get some new political options. Well, down south, a little further down south in South America, there was a little musical called Evita, where Eva Perón and Juan Perón envisioned a different kind of life for their country. How it turned out is open to, shall we say, personal conjecture. But here's the fervor of the Perones looking forward to a new Argentina. This is from my favorite recording of that show, which is the London cast album. And you'll hear the wonderful Elaine Page and David Essex.
To quit while I'm ahead. I can see me many miles away, inactive, sipping cocktails on a terrace, taking breakfast in bed, sleeping easy, doing crosswords. It's attractive.
Don't think like you. I often get those nightmares too. They always take some swallowing. Sometimes it's very difficult to keep momentum if it's you that you are following. Don't close doors, keep an escape clause, because we might lose the big apple. But would I have done what I did if I hadn't thought, if I hadn't known we would take the country?
Go, Argentina. Let's see how that turns out. Well, as we move to 2013, you may be, I don't know, this may be a time for you to embrace new things you haven't tried, or take the plunge, or take on a new challenge. We always like to think about that around the first of the year, what we might do differently this year that we've never done before. And the best song I know about that comes from the eternally optimistic Richard Rodgers, but this time the lyrics are not by Oscar Hammerstein. They are by Stephen Sondheim from the 1965 musical Do I Hear a Waltz? And here's Sergio Franchi to sing, to me, one of the most beautiful and inspiring songs I know.
Take the moment, let it happen. Hug the moment, make it last. Hold the feeling for the moment. noises buzzing in your head, warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment, make the moment, many more. A thousand more. Noises buzzing in your head, warning you to wait. What for? Don't listen, let it happen. Take the moment, make the moment. Many moments more, make for us a thousand more.
A new year usually brings with it a list of New Year's resolutions. I don't know how many of them you keep, but perhaps your list is like mine and it has things like, oh, I don't know, join Weight Watchers and spend less time on my iPhone and more time with my family and work out. I don't know, all these things that we think are great and worth doing. But one character in a musical had a romantic resolution, and that's the character of Ilona, played by Barbara Baxley in the 1963 Bach and Harnick musical, She Loves Me. And here is her, what would I say, New Year's resolution of the heart.
I resolve not to be so stupid. I resolve not to play these games. How often I've been a sitting duck for Cupid. Shoot me down in flames. I resolve not to be so trusting. It's high time, time that I awoke. Whatever I've got up here rusting. My feminine intuition is a joke. I must be cousin to a cat. I always wind up with a rat. I'm through with momentary thrills. I find I can't afford the bills. I resolve, come what may, I will not be this girl one more day. I resolve not to be so brainless. I resolve not to be so dumb. My usual brush with love is far from painless. And suddenly I have got to know how come. I resolve not to blame the others just because I'm an easy mark. I want to know why I never meet their mothers. Where men are concerned, I'm always in the dark. I must stop thinking with my skin. I will not be a mandolin. someone strums and puts away until he gets the urge to play. I resolve here and now I will be a different girl somehow.
The day I was born, said me father, said he, I've an elegant legacy waiting for ye. 'Tis a rhyme for your lip and a song for your heart to sing it whenever the world falls apart. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow the fellow who follows a dream. So I bundled me heart and I roamed the world free. To the east with the lark, to the west with the sea. And I searched all the earth, and I scanned all the skies. But I found it at last in my own true love's eyes. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow it over the hill and stream. Look, look, look to the rainbow, follow the fellow who follows a dream.
That was that bonnie lass, Petula Clark, who you may remember was in the lead in the film version of Finian's Rainbow and singing that great optimistic ballad by Burton Lane and Yip Harburg, which she reprised in a concert in Paris several years later. I always like listening to her. She's an underrated singer. Well, speaking of underrated, as we get down to our sort of countdown, one of the most optimistic songs I know is actually written by Stephen Sondheim. Actually, a lot of optimistic songs are written by Sondheim, contrary to popular belief. Well, this is the final song in Merrily We Roll Along. And those of you who listen to this show, I'm sure know that Merrily goes backwards in time. So we see our three lead characters on a rooftop in 1957 waiting for Sputnik and looking forward to all the great things that they may happen in their careers, in their love life, and in their destiny. And it's very hard not to be moved by this particular number. Our time from Merrily We Roll Along.
Something is stirring, shifting ground. It's just begun. Edges are blurring all around, and yesterday is done. Feel the flow, hear what's happening, we're what's happening. Don't you know? The movers and we're the shapers. We're the names in tomorrow's papers. Up to us, man, to show them. It's our time, breathe it in. Worlds to change and worlds to win. Our turn coming through. Me and you, man, me and you. Feel how it quivers on the brink.
What?
Everything gives you the shivers, makes you think. There's so much stuff to sing, and you and me will be singing it like the birds. Me with music and you the words. Tell them things they don't know. Up to us, pal, to show them. Our time, breathe it in. Worlds to change and worlds to win. Our turn, we're what's new. Me and you, pal, me and you. Feel the flow,
feel the flow.
Hear what's happening, we're what's happening. Long ago, all we had was that funny feeling, saying someday we'd send them reeling. Now it looks like we can. Someday just began. It's our heads on the block. Give us room. Start the clock. Our time coming through. Me and you, pal, me and you, me and you.
There, there it is.
Say it for me.
You call it Sputnik, you call it a miracle. We're standing on the threshold of the future. We gotta be the luckiest people who ever lived. After this moment that the three of us are sharing here together, nothing's ever going to be the way it was, ever again. Do you guys realize that now we're going to be able to do anything? Anything we ever dreamed of? What a time to be starting out. What a time to be alive.
Something is stirring, shifting ground. It's just begun. Edges are blurring all around, and yesterday is done.
Feel the flow, hear what's happening.
We're what's happening. Don't you know we're the movers and we're the shapers? We're the names in tomorrow's papers. Up to us now to show them. It's our time. To change and words to win. Our turn coming through. Me and you, pal, me and you. Years from now we'll remember and we'll come back by the rooftop and hang a plaque. This is where we began, being what we can. Our heads on the block. Give us room and start the clock. Our dream coming true. Me and you, pal, me and you. Me and you, me and you. Me and you, me and you. Me and you, me and you. Me and you.
That was the Off-Broadway company of Merrily We Roll Along, from the York Theater production. You know, maybe that's one thing we have to look forward to in 2013. There is a revival of Merrily We Roll Along in London at the Chocolate Factory, which has gotten great reviews. Maybe we'll get to see that. Well, I can see 2013 is just sort of glowing around the corner. We're getting to our countdown. I want to thank WPPB for hosting this show. I want to thank all our loyal listeners. I hope we'll continue to have this great relationship in the current year and years to come. And sort of begs the question is, well, there are a lot of great Christmas songs, and we've slipped in a lot of, quote, optimistic songs, unquote. isn't there a New Year's Eve song? Well, yes, a really great one. It's not from Broadway, per se, but it's written by one of Broadway's finest composers, Frank Lesser. It's the quintessential New Year's Eve song. I hope you have something to do on New Year's Eve. I hope you have something to do slightly more interesting than replaying the podcast of this show, but if you do, that's okay too. Anyway, here's the incomparable Mary Clare Heron singing the touching and, in its own way, optimistic, "What Are You Doing New Year's Eve?"
New Year's Eve.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.